As we work on this song in sections, it might be good to go back and listen to the entire arrangement from the beginning, at the beginning of this tape. Now let's listen to the first section that we will be learning. I'll play it through, and then I'll talk you through it. The opening chord is a C-sharp minor chord, and we're going to be building it in the right hand with the three notes G-sharp below middle C, and use your first finger on that, then C-sharp, which is right at middle C, and you can use your second or third finger there, and then finally E above middle C. This arpeggio will be played a total of 8 times. The first time it is played, the left hand will add the two notes C-sharp and C-sharp. We'll let our first finger play the C-sharp that's below middle C, and then our fifth finger will play the C-sharp even below that. That will hit at the beginning of the first arpeggio, which starts with the G-sharp. You'll play the arpeggio 4 times. The fifth time you play the arpeggio, the left hand will drop down both notes to a B. That will hit at the same time as the beginning of the fifth arpeggio with the C-sharp minor. And then you'll have 4 C-sharp minor arpeggios after that B hits. So from the top you have this. For the next measure, the left hand will continue its move downward to the notes A. The right hand, however, will have to change to the A arpeggio, which is A, C-sharp, and E. So it's right there next to what we just did with the C-sharp minor. The only difference is that the G-sharp that our thumb played now becomes an A. We'll do 2 of those with the left hand playing A's in the bass. From here, the left hand will continue its movement downward to the notes F-sharp. 2 F-sharps there. Right hand will keep the A, but we'll need to pick up a D above middle C and a F sharp above middle C. This will hit at the same time the left hand plays the F sharps. And we'll have 2 of those. So from the top again, we have this.